When the legislature deregulated the cable and video industry a couple years ago, they put a sunset date on the fee cities charge cable customers to fund public access. And the communities that charge them these 1% PEG fees are set to expire on January 1st of next year. A plan lawmakers are considering would keep the fees intact. Mary Cardona with the Association of PEG Channels says it's crucial for her members.
Without this law, community television will be irreparably harmed across the state. Our very best stations will close.
The plan would also let other communities charge a 1% fee, and it would require providers to make the stations part of basic cable instead of just premium packages. Sun Prairie Democratic sponsor Gary Hebel says people need to be able to find these stations.
To a homebound senior citizen or a person with disabilities, public access television can mean a lifeline to the community through coverage of a local high school football game or a town hall meeting.
But cable lobbyist Tom Moore says his industry is under pressure from satellite providers, and the state can't force them to carry public access or to charge an extra fee.
Cable operators sell TV, and we do it in a competitive market. The obligations that are created in this bill do not help sell TV or invest in Wisconsin and are not requested by our customers.
If every municipality were to adopt these 1% fees, the state estimates it would cost consumers $8.5 million a year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.